Now you will hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Miss Lin, isn't it? Well, now, let me see. You're a graduate of Columbia, and you're majoring in marketing, aren't you? So, why do you want to work in publishing? Is this really the kind of job that you're interested in?
I think the job of marketing executive in a company of this sort is very much my sort of job. I'm not a graduate yet, though. My final exams begin in June.
Yes, well, all right. How much do you know about what we do? I mean, publishing business books. Any experience of that at all? It doesn't look like it from what you say in your letter. What sort of place was it that you worked in last summer as a, what did you say? A sales lady?
It was a department store. I said that in my letter.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, what part of the store? Books or office supplies?
Well, no, nothing like that. They sell kitchenwares.
Were you good at selling?
I can't really tell from having done that. People know what they want when they come into that sort of department. Either you have it or you don't. And if you haven't, you can't persuade them to buy something else instead, can you?
Well, okay. Let's get back to the matter in hand. So you're a graduate, or soon you will be, as you said. You want to be a management trainee in our company. Well, I'm going to offer you this job, though. You will be paid a low salary for a 6-month trial period. Will you agree with that?
Well, I think I will accept it.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is this conversation mainly about? Question 20. What does the man's company do? Question 21. What did the woman do last summer? Question 22. What is the job that the woman finally gets?
Conversation 2.
I am so relieved. I just finished the story I was working on for our creative writing course.
I haven't quite finished mine yet. I had trouble getting past the beginning.
How come?
Well, I was really happy to be writing a detective story. But after the first few pages, I sort of froze up mentally. I just couldn't write anymore.
The same thing happened to me. I thought it meant I lack imagination.
Well, Professor Wilson said it's pretty common for writers to get stuck like that.
You went to talk to her about it?
Actually, I went to ask for more time to finish the assignment. But instead, she gave me some advice about how to keep from getting stalled writing like that. She said that the first thing I should do is just write anything that comes into my head, even if it doesn't make any sense. Sort of warm-up exercise.
That is interesting. When I got stuck, I shifted to something else, you know, do some work for one of my other courses.
Well, her methods seem to have worked for me. I've written most of the story, and I should be able to hand it in on time. But first I need to go to the jewelry store.
You are going shopping? Can't you wait until you finish your story?
I am going there for my story. My detective solves a jewelry store robbery, so I want to take a look at how the jewelry cases are arranged, where the security cameras are located, that sort of thing.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What was the woman's problem?
What did the professor tell the woman to do?
25. Why is the woman going out?